find another one. You only call me when your life's going under. I'm not just a cover, not just a cover up. And then you wanna be the tough guy with the appetite. Well, I'm not gonna stop you, but if you're looking for a bed to recover on, go find another one, go find another one.
Elizabeth and the Catapult.
That was wicked.
It was good, that was. And that was a good way to start our 23rd podcast.
Here on the Banwa Blogs podcast show.
And there's a New York City flavour to the event today, because just happened that all the bands we're playing are from New York.
That's right, New York City and Brooklyn. And then, but then we're going to play one of our own songs by the Tomos. That's our... our new band.
There's nothing like looking inside your own pants and twiddling with yourself, is there? And that's what we're going to do at the end of the show, so keep tuned for that one.
That's right. But we're, you know, we're not from New York City. We're from Oxford, England.
Although we did reside in New York for a couple of days, close to our Times Square.
Yes.
Which I'm very familiar with.
Yes, and we had a blast.
Yeah, it was like I'd never been in a town like New York before, or no, a city, innit? It's a city.
Do you remember Times Square?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, I remember walking down this busy long road. It could have been anywhere. And everyone told me about Times Square. I thought it was a square with benches in and that. And so
and
we get
so...
10 minutes up the road. Come on, Jenny,
no,
you could tell.
Well,
story.
I just think this part's the funniest part.
And I says, all right then, Jen, where's this bloody Times Square then?
I looked at him as we passed it. So we're in Times Square as I'm looking up at the TV and lights.
That place you walk past with all the lights and the telly and everything.
They've had no idea that was Times Square.
So I had to drag her back and have another look at it. So anyway, yeah, Elizabeth and the Catapult, we were saying we could I can't get the words out, Jen.
It's been so long. We've been away from the podcast
I'm
for a while.
Up. And we've got the football on as well. We're watching Rooney warming up on a touchline here for Man United.
And Reading.
And Reading. They went 3-0 up in the first 8 minutes.
2-4-6.
2-4-6. First 6 minutes. They went 3-0 up against Reading in the FA Cup. Fergie's chewing on his gum. we're talking about New York and we're losing our place in the podcast.
Yep, and I told Dave we should turn the TV off during the game while we record the podcast, since it's been a very long time since our last one. But he insisted that we...
He turned the TV off.
I can't believe it. One of the most exciting football games, I think, that we've been able to see this year. And we've just turned it off because of our love for music.
We love you.
And so, yes, we do.
If you're listening to us and you're under your covers in your little room with your podcast on, we love you.
And we now have your undivided attention, or you have our undivided. I can't talk either.
Unavoided attention means you've got to stay behind and listen to us.
But Elizabeth and the catapult are awesome.
They're lovely. We're just going to give a heads up to the Guillemot manager, Ed. Ed, what's his second name again? Millet. Because I think he'd like them. And they make a good support band for Guillemot. Anyway, we're going to move on from there.
Well, before we do that, we should let people know how they can find Elizabeth and the Catapults.
Yeah, you should
check them out. A lovely band from New York City.
You should check them out.
Check them out.
Go on, Jen. Tell them.
www.elizabethandthecatapult.com, or you can go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/Elizabeth and the Catapult.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so lots have happened since we last spoke. Like, I fell off my push bike a couple of weeks ago spectacularly.
Which is never good.
Now, this was good because it was in the grounds of a hospital, so if I'd really hurt myself, I'd have been laughing. But I was shouting at a motorist that was reversing. Go along on my push bike. This woman was reversing in her car, and I started shouting at her, and my front wheel hit the curb. And the back, it looks like I was going over the handlebars. And as you're going to fall off your bike, you're thinking, oh no, I'm going to look an absolute idiot in front of loads of people. And so as the bike went over, I sort of somersaulted. Like, the bike went over me and I landed back on it.
I can't believe it.
And I carried on
going. I want the video footage.
And I carried on going and thinking, God, I wish I could see that on CCTV. I'd send it to one of them blooper shows and say, check that out. Send me £250 in the post. Thank you.
Ah, if only I could have been there to see that.
But I went back to check it out, but there was no security cameras around the area.
And didn't you lose something and you picked it up on the way back? I can't remember.
My brain. I got down the road and I thought, oh, God. And I went back and it was there in the same place that I left it.
Should we move on to some music after that little interlude?
Yeah, because it's got nothing to do with Jen Chapin.
No. Jen Chapin, she is another great female singer. I love playing girls because as a female singer myself, I find it fascinating hearing other girls in the biz.
I like playing girls too.
Hey. Anyway, Jen Chapin, she's a New York City girl. You can find her at jenchapin.com and her MySpace page, myspace.com/Jen Chapin.
So, yeah. Whoa. Before we do, we got to say that Elizabeth and the Catapult song is Mama's Boy.
That's right. Mama's Boy. Great tune.
We love that.
Love it.
So, yeah, so you said that Jen Chapin's, you've given all the info and everything.
That's
on
right.
Jen Chapin and that, which we love.
Yes.
We love stats and info and things that make people's brains go round in circles.
Well, let's play her music.
Yeah, stop talking nonsense. Donnie, stop talking nonsense. Play this band from New York City.
Is that your New York City accent?
It's my mafia.
Okay. All right.
Tony Baloney.
All right, we're going to go right into the song. This is Jen Chapin with NYC.
It's named after the city.
This morning I woke up, felt like a truck outside. I was driving over my head. But hey, if I'm going to have street traffic in my bed, this town is
That was Jen Chapin with NYC.
Good bass, good vocals, good bit of rhythm going on there. I was giving it all that.
All that.
I could take my shades off now and my Hawaiian shirt. And start tweaking my nipples.
Okay. So, yes, that was Jen Chapin, and you can find her. She's touring around the States right now or this spring and throughout 2007, so check her out live if you can. I bet it'd be great.
If you're out there in the States, go and see her and, like, drink wine.
And be merry.
And dance.
And do it responsibly.
No.
Yes.
No, don't. Responsible dancing is so old school, mate. Go out there and dance irresponsibly. Just chuck your arms around and your legs and just go mental. You know, like that. You know, like when there's someone dancing next to you and they're acting like an absolute, you know, like you're thinking, ooh, Jesus, who's this? It's really embarrassing. And like sometimes you have to push them out of the way like that.
Well, I think you could find someone dancing like that to NYC because that was such a funky tune. You could see plenty of weird dances to a song like that, I think.
It'll probably be me.
So, by the way, if you want to check out the website, bandweblogs.com, feel free.
Just do it. Well, you're there anyway. Are they there?
Well, not necessarily. They could be listening to us through a variety of platforms.
Oh, they could be in San Francisco going up and down them hills.
That's right, on KYOU
in
radio.
In a big car.
1550 AM.
If you're listening to it on medium wave, and we're coming through a medium wave on KYOU Radio.
That just reminded me of BJ and the Bear for some reason.
This is BJ McKay, and this is my best friend Bear. Does anybody ever remember? Now then, listen, when I was at school, I went through a phase of wanting to be a lorry driver. Or in America, they call it a truck driver, don't they?
Yep.
But I wanted to be a truck driver and go around with a monkey.
Yeah, and that's because of BJ and the Bear?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know.
it's a program that used to be on in the 70s.
Well, I know. Greg Evigan.
Oh, my
Hello?
God. Greg Evigan. Jenny had such a crush on Greg Evigan when she was a kid.
Big time.
She obviously hasn't anymore.
Except
for some right, I can't, rubbish. I'm not allowed to use swear words, am
no.
I? Because we might be going out in Disneyland.
That's right, we're family friendly.
Hello, Pluto! there was a really terrible daytime TV movie on recently, and you should have seen Jenny get all excited. She goes, oh my God, it's Greg Evigan.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
Didn't even recognize him.
Well, you know, it's been a while since the 80s.
Didn't have his mullet.
Well, the thing is I was a huge Greg Evigan fan and BJ and the Bear fan when I was young.
I like the monkey better.
How strange it was for me to come to England from, you know, as you can tell from my voice and accent, from growing up in the States, coming to England, meeting Dave, and then finding out that he, too, was a BJ and the Bear fan.
Yeah, but shh.
For different reasons, though, obviously.
All my mates are going to know that I watch crap American half-hour sitcom things now.
Well, you were, you know, enjoying the trucks and the monkey.
It was Kenworth.
Oh, God, he's a truck spotter.
I wasn't, and that's another thing. I wasn't until I started watching BJ and the Bear. I didn't even give American trucks a second thought.
Well, we can blame it on him. And then I take Dave back to the States for a visit. I take him to a truck stop, and he freaked out with all the trucks around. He couldn't believe it.
Well, he's going along the freeway. I'm like this little poodle with my face pressed up against the window of the car, like that. My nose is all front of that. And I'm like, oh, my God, look, it's another
look
truck.
Look at all the trucks.
Look at that truck. Oh, my God, there's another truck.
Is this okay to talk about? Are you embarrassed?
No, I love trucks.
Okay, so you're proud.
Eco-friendly, planet-saving cyclist that doesn't eat meat.
He's a hypocrite.
That
isn't it ironic?
I don't use a mobile phone. I've never had a mobile phone. Won't have a mobile phone. Scared of globalization. Don't eat meat because I think lambs are fluffy and cute. I ride a push bike because I don't want to kill the planet, but I love trucks.
Oh, yeah. You could write a book. I think there's a lot more that could be said.
Yeah,
then
might as well go ahead and sort of waste use a few
more
trees
paper.
As well.
You could do an ebook on bandweblogs.com.
Yeah, that'll
we'll sell it there.
Then people will print it off on their printers.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That'll use trees as well. Let's chop them trees down.
No. Okay. So anyway, well, should we talk about live Earth or nah?
Nah, bollock. Blah, 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 blah. Let's just not talk about Al Gore and his musical endeavor.
Or his wife's endeavor back in the 80s with her censoring of music that Frank Zappa went to court over, etc.
Yeah, whatever you do, right, the media is now going to make Al Gore seem really cool in the next few months. He's not. He was in the White House. Anyone that's been in the White House.
We're not going to get political. That's not what this show's about. We're not going to do it.
All number 10.
Okay.
David Cameron.
We're moving on because it's about music.
We don't talk politics on
this
show.
No, it's not about politics here.
We talk about lovely little round fluffy things like this little round fluffy thing I'm holding now.
And it's invisible. So we're going to move on and play some great music for you. This is another New York City, or shall I say Brooklyn-based band.
Yeah, it's a bit more high profile. It's like, it's not New York City. It's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
It's Darren James. He can't even spell Darren. He spelled D-A-R-R-I-N.
Well, how else would you spell Darren, Dave?
There's usually an E on the end.
Well, not in this case, mate.
No, it's D-A-R-R-R-E-N.
D-A-R-R-I-N.
D-A-R-R-E-N.
No, he spells it D-A-R-R-I-N, jamesband.com, by the way.
Yeah, in all respects.
If you want to go to his website before we play the music.
I love him for it. Darren.
But we love his song here that we're going to play for you.
Listen, mate, cut all the rubbish out of that. When you come over here to England, you know, I'll give you a big hug.
He's been to Vermont, you know.
I've been to Vermont.
Because he said on this video that we saw, of him talking about his music, it was really cool, actually.
I bet he ain't been to 5-0 Knuck Alley.
that's in New Hampshire, though. Hanover.
All right, see. I don't know. My geography's a bit naff.
But you've been there.
I've been there.
But Darren James, he's been to Vermont, even though he's from Brooklyn. But on this cool video that we found, he talked about how he went to Vermont on a ski trip, which is where I'm from.
I went skiing once. Once.
Once. Long, long ago.
I was a child.
So anyway.
It was before snowboarding had been invented, but that don't matter.
Get to the
song. Listen, geezer, stop mucking around. Don't waste my time. I come here to listen to tunes, right? So I'm going to play this stuff from New York, Brooklyn, and it's the Thrones
of Gold.
Like a big throne that the queen might sit in.
So this is Thrones of Gold by Darren James Band.
I'm lost, standing on a dark roadside, looking for my bags in the soft moonlight. I'm a wasted man, I'm a space cadet man, looking for meaning in a bathroom stall, looking at Jesus in a shopping mall. I'm a tasteless man, I'm American. Someone spouting theories in my ear on relationships. Intellectuals criticize the war and the modernists. Why don't we just run away out into the night? Talking into the fan, there's a place I know we can sometime go. Sick of slurping blood through a straw, sick of some schmuck fucking up for us all. I'm a straight shot man, bullshit can't stand. Suddenly the situation changed. Everyone, why?
honest man with a calloused hand. Cause I'm going where people don't work so hard. No one's gonna show me no business card. I'm out of here, won't shed no tear. Some small child singing in my ear, sweet soft melodies. It's too bad we already know that it ends in tragedy. Why don't we sit here and suffer as if we're innocent to the bone from our
was Darren James Band from Brooklyn with Thrones of Gold.
Yeah. Y'all come back here soon. That's like the Clampets. I love it.
The Clampets. We've got to be quick. This show's going to end.
We're going to talk really quickly now.
Coming toward the end of our show.
Because we're really excited because we're going to play one of our songs
but,
now.
But anyway, Darren James, that is such a cool song. It reminds me of times in Vermont at night with a campfire. And that would be perfect music for times like that.
Having a Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie at night.
With the little peepers going.
So, okay. So, yes, we're closing up the show, Bandwa Blogs podcast show, here with Jenny May and Dave Tomo.
Hi, I'm Dave Tomo.
And again, check out Bandwa Blogs, www.bandwablogs.com, and you'll find lots of articles and reviews and commentary on new bands, old bands, unsigned bands, up-and-coming bands, etc., and guest bloggers.
Etc.
And if you want to be a member, just sign up and promote your band if you've got one, if bands are listening.
And if you want to make badges for our show, you can make them and give them to your friends.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
This song is one of us. It's the Tomos, which is me and her, the missus, the lovely Jenny May. And we played this on my broken guitar with Jenny singing,
and it was a good time.
We had the candles on. We played it in the bar. Honestly, I was sitting in a bubbly bath playing my guitar.
No,
with bubbles.
No,
which influenced the song. Anyway, to cut things short, you don't need to know that. This is the song. It's called Crazy Life.
And you've been listening to the Bandwa Blogs podcast show. See you later.
I was hoping the day that you left me didn't have to end that way. Cried a million teardrops, didn't know what else to say. Remember the first time that we ever danced, how you looked at me under the stars when we romanced. It was a crazy life. It was a crazy life. It was a crazy life, and I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. When you walked with me back to my room, and you tell me all the things that you do, how I watched every minute of the clock to be with you. When you walked with me back to my room, and you tell me all the things that you do, how I watched every minute of the clock to be with you. Oh. clouds are green.